More and more ailments are being treated these days with implants. But many of these medical devices have been breaking down in people's bodies, and that's forcing the Food and Drug Administration to revamp the approval process. As WPLN's Blake Farmer reports, the FDA has to deal with a growing industry that's releasing, on average, a dozen new devices a day.
There's no doubt that surgically implanted devices improve lives. Drug pumps, nerve stimulators, spinal rods. But the devices can also do serious damage, like they have to Michelle Keel.
It ruined my life. Yes, it did. I'm sitting here with tears.
When Keel was living in Chapel Hill, Tennessee, she had problems with a leaky bladder. So a surgeon in Columbia stitched a flexible mesh strap inside her pelvis. But the strap hardened and started cutting her insides. The pain has kept her from returning to her job as a hairdresser. Keel, who now lives in Michigan, can see why her doctor thought the high-tech mesh would help, but she also now feels like she was a guinea pig.
We were the testers. There was no animal testing done. We were the animals.
Unlike pills in a medicine cabinet, most medical devices don't go through human testing currently. There are some deemed high risk that require clinical trials, but that's not the majority. Medical author Jeannie Linzer says the FDA now acknowledges that even some seemingly inert devices have caused major problems.
We have things like metal-on-metal hips, which outside the human body seem to function just fine. They put them in little machines, they rack them back and forth, they don't break, they put them inside people, and something very different happens.
For example, little shards of cobalt from some metal hips got into the bloodstream of some patients and caused dementia-like symptoms. Linzer just wrote a scathing book about the device industry and says even she, a former physician assistant who writes for the British Medical Journal, was dumbfounded to find out how many devices sidestep human testing. That's in part due to an expedited approval process known as 510K. It allows manufacturers to bypass many requirements by showing their product is very similar to something already in use.
You just say your device is like an old device, and the old device was never tested, nor was your device.
In practice, sometimes the basis for a whole family tree of devices turns out to be defective, like pelvic mesh. And after seeing its performance in real life, the FDA has now deemed the product more of a risk and started requiring human trials. But manufacturers have pushed back against calls to bring regulation of medical devices in line with medication. Scott Whitaker of AdvaMed speaks for industry giants like Stryker, Johnson & Johnson, and Medtronic.
Testing should be as complete and as thorough and as ethical and as appropriate as possible. But it doesn't all fit the same and can't all fit the same standard. Not every surgery to treat the same condition goes exactly the same way every time.
The FDA declined to be interviewed for this story, but plans to make changes to the process over the next few months. The agency is pressing manufacturers not to base any new device on one that's more than 10 years old, and the FDA is trying to do a better job of monitoring devices once they're on the market rather than relying on patients to report problems. Michael Matheny, a Vanderbilt professor who tracks medical devices, approves of the FDA's incremental approach and calls it thoughtful. He's been worried that all the public attention to device failures could cause unnecessary panic.
It would really be unfortunate if patients wouldn't consider any medical devices at all to be used in their bodies, but I do think being aware that there's nothing without risk is also important.
Matheny notes, though, that in some ways the risks are more profound than with medication. If the FDA recalls pills, a patient can at least stop taking them immediately. With a device, they're sort of stuck with it, and maybe for a long while.
I was having infections after infections, and they couldn't figure out what was causing it.
For Michelle Keel, it's taken two procedures to remove the hardened bits and pieces embedded in scar tissue, and the pain still wasn't totally gone. So her doctor recommended another course of action, implanting a nerve stimulator, another medical device. For WPLN News, I'm Blake Farmer.